not going to come from the tzibur, because it's going to be privately owned. This one shomer, he owns this wheat or owns the barley, and is giving it to us. That's not called the carbon tzibur. So Rabbi Yossi holds we're not afraid, because when the yochid gives it over, zichah maknim et hegdish, it becomes like belongs to the tzibur. And he says, Rabbonim are afraid, maybe this yochid, the shomer, won't do it with complete das. He won't have das to be maknim et hegdish, so it will still remain his. That's why it's usher. But if he really would have had enough das, he would also be maskim et smutter. Just Rabbonim are choshes, maybe he won't be maknim, give it over to the tzibur, b'leiv sholim. That's why you shouldn't take it from a yochid. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, we're not afraid of that. If a yochid gives over his private stuff to the tzibur, we could take it, and he's makter that also remains a carbon tzibur. So the Gemara, Ma ro zaman atze kahanim v'yom limones. That really is a mission in Tainis that says 9 times of the year, there are special times when special kahanim have a right to be menadah to give a present of wood for the atze marocha. Even though usually the aloch is when you bring it, but there's a special time that 9 different people have a right to bring it. So mishnah in Tainis, chashan zmanim yuchadim il nitvas eitzim lamarochem, k'may b'yechud b'nisin b'nei orech ben Yehuda. On the first day of Nisan, this kahan and this beis av of b'nei orech ben Yehuda, they have a right to do it. And the chof betamiz is b'nei David ben Yehuda, they do it. So Gemara asks the question now: what's pshan that Gemara in Tainis? How come at special times of the year, these special kahanim have the right to bring wood for the maruchim, even though there's plenty of wood stacked away already? How come we accept from these people? Tomorrow says, Ela b'shor sholu yisro menagoyla, b'shas the beginning of the binyan b'yisheni, when they came out of Golis, v'loi motzu eitzim b'lishka. At that time, they were stuck that they did not have any wood in the lishka. V'yom du'elu, now these kahanim got up, v'nisnatvu eitzim shalatzvam, like they gave away their own wood to the Marocha for the Beis HaMikdash. O Mastrum with Tzibur, and they gave it over to the Tzibur. The Korvu Mehem Kabonis Tzibur. And because of these people that gave their wood, they were able to bring Kabonis, a Korban Tzibur. So that's the first year they were Menadev, they lifted up themselves and gave the wood. So Melo Behistnu Imoyim Nevi'im, the Nevi'im at that time made a Takonom, Shebeneyim, but the Nevi'im at that time, Sha'afilo Lishcha Malay Eitzim, in the future, in the coming years, even if you have a time that the Lishcha, the warehouse, is full of wood, they have enough wood for the Yatzei Marocha, still, the Yomdu Elu, but these kahanim want to come at these special days, when it's not to Eitzim, Mishal Atzmon, and they come now and give us their own private wood. Shelo Yehei Korbin Miskarev Elu Mishalhem. That was the Takonim, that we go and stop, we don't use the wood we have from before, but we accept their wood they bring on these special days, and we use it. That was the Takonim. Now, since the first year, these were the people that gave the wood, so the Rav Nevi'im made it a corner for generations. From then on, they have a right to their special days, the 9 special days of the year, the Gemara Tainis brings down, that we accept the wood from these special kahanim. Now, in Ela Mishlem Tchila. So, Omer Rav Acha, to Rav Yosi, as this Gemara in Tainis goes according to Rav Yosi, now Mishnah, because this was privately owned wood, and these kahanim gave it over to the gizbur, gave it over to the rabbim, that they could use it for the kabbonis tzibur. She says, even though it's thought out to be privately owned, a private person is allowed to give his thing to the tzibur. That's like the Yesi in our Mishnah. That the shomer, even though he owns the wheat, he's allowed to give it over to you for the shtei lechem. That's what Rabacha says. But according to the rabbonim of our Mishnah, this will not come out, this dinat hainis, because they don't have a right to accept from a private person. But Rabbi Yesi says no. Af horoitze misnadev shoy mechinim. No, this is what the Rabbi Yossi says. Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Yossi, this goes according to Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi now Mishnah says, Af horoitze misnadev shoy mechinim is, yeah, that even a private person could give over his own wheat for the Korban Tzibur. That's the din of Tainus also, the private people give their wood. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Loi says, no, divri hakoli. Okay, the Gemara in Tainus goes according to everybody, even according to the Rabbonah now Mishnah. And there's a chilik. Ma pligin, what's the difference? The gufen shall korbin, abo b'machshire korbin, kuli alma moidi, shum mishtane korbin yochle korbin tzibur. When did the Rabbonah argue in our Mishnah? That's only the korbin itself. Like here we're talking about the wheat that you're going to use for the shtei lechem, or else for the barley you're going to use for the korbin oimer. So we don't accept the barley or the wheat from a private person. That's like the korbin itself. That's what the Rabbanan now Mishnah say. We don't accept from a private person his private wheat. Mashenken, the Gemara in Tainus is not talking about the korban itself. you're accepting wood. Wood is called a machshir. It's only something that prepares you in order to bring the korban, but it's not the korban itself. So the machshir korban, there everybody's maskim, we accept it from a private person, because he'll be makdud now to the rabbin. There we don't make any chashim, maybe you won't be makdud b'lei sholem, because that's not the ikar korban. And tikak podah, that has to belong to the rabbin, is the korban itself or the wheat itself, not so much the machshir korban. For a toilet we learned, Kumar in Yuma, Isha she'asa saw kisaynus libano. He's the mother of a kohen. She went to make for a son big dekuna. She went to make a kisaynus for her own son. Is kshero, the son that's a kohen, is allowed to wear this kisaynus now. He can use it when he does the avoid in the base of Migdish. Even though usually the begodim of the kohanim were bought from the money of a tzibur, it had to be belong to the tzibur. Zechura, how could the mother make the kisaynus for a son? It's called like a beged yochid. It's not a big day kuna that belongs to the rabbim. That there it is of a vach that is merenu with tzibur. The mother has to blame shalom, give over this kisaynus to the tzibur. So now this kisaynus belongs to the tzibur. Therefore, the son is allowed to use it. The Gemara says, Omer Rabacha again to Rabbi Yosi. And this Gemara in Yuma also only goes according to Rabbi Yosi Val Mishnah. That Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Afaroitzim is not the Shem Echinam. That Rabbi Yosi Val Mishnah says, even the Yochid, the private watcher, when he acquires the wheat or the barley, it's privately owned by himself, he's allowed to give it over to the Korban for a Korban Seber. So this din in Gemara in Yuma, that a mother of the Kohen can make her own to her son a private Kesayin, as goes according to Rabbi Yosi. And again, no, Rabbi Yosi, Bishem, Rabbi Loi, Divrei Akoli, yells no, that Gemara in Yuma goes according to everybody, even according to the Rabbonin of our Mishnah. My Peligrin, what's the difference? The Gulfrench Korban, again, when did the Rabbonin and our Mishnah say a Yochid, a private person, can't give it over to the Rabbim? That's the wheat or the barley that we're going to use for the Minch itself. Abu B'mashire Korban, but over here it's not the animal itself, it's only the begodim, the clothing that the Kohanim wear, the big dekuna, called Amma Maidi Shumishtane Korban Yochid, the Korban Tzibur. Everybody holds that a Korban Yochid, a privately owned Deged, could be given over to the Tzibur, now it's called belonging to the Tzibur, and it's kashat used for big dekuna. It's the big dekuna also has to belong to the Rabbin. So Demar, Masnisin Pligi Al Reb Yosi. So Shalom, you have to change the girsa. The Goyin changed the girsa, Masnisin Pligi Al Reb Acha. That the Mishnah, we have a Mishnah that's going to argue on Reb Acha soon. That Reb Acha before was the one that said that all these halachas that a private person could give over to the Beis HaMikdash only goes according to Reb Yosi in the Mishnah. But the Rabbanan argue all over. Even by Machshire Korban, Rabbi Ach holds that the Rabbanan say a Yochid, a private person, cannot give it over. So we're going to say now there's a Mishnah that argues on Rabbacha. His Matis and Pligir Rabbi Yosi means according to Rabbacha. It says what? Oysen Hayomim. Those 9 days that was brought down in the Gemara and Tainus, 9 special days that different Kohanim are allowed to be Menadah, give the wood to the Atzim Aracha, Noyigin B'Shas Korban, B'Shloi B'Shas Korban. It's called the Yomter for them, that they're not allowed to fast on those days, whether it's the time of the Beis HaMikdash Kayim, or even after the time of the Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Still, it was Kaveya, those days are a yomtiv for those Kohanim, and they're not allowed to fast on those days. That's what it says. That Oysayom, those 9 days, Noigim B'Shas Korban, even when you have the Beis HaMikdash, B'Shloi B'Shas Korban. Reb Yosi says, Einen Noigim Elo B'Shas Korban B'Vad. Yosi says, no, that din, that the Kohanim that give the wood have a shame yomtiv, it's only Bizman de Beis HaMikdash when they actually give the wood. But Shalei Bizman Beis HaMikdash is not called the Yom Tov to them. But I call upon the Rabbonin, argue on Reb Yosi and say no, even Bizman there's no Beis HaMikdash, still it's called the Yom Tov for them. Now the Rabbonin that argue on Reb Yosi, you see, they're masking to this din, that these Kohanim, these Yechidim, are allowed to give over the wood to the Beis HaMikdash. So you see, a Yochid could give over for a Korban Tzibur. So according to Reb Acha, that's a Kasha. Reb Acha says that even for Machshirin, Korban only goes according to Rabbi Yosi. But the Rabbonin argue even Machshirin cannot be given over from the Yochid. And here it says clearly the Rabbonin that argue on Rabbi Yosi held no, that it was called the Yomtif for these Kohanim, because they were allowed to give their own private wood, even Bizman, there's no Beis HaMikdash. So you see clearly, not like Reb Acha, but like the other man Yom say, that by a Hechsher Korban, even the Rabbonin Amoida, that a private person could give it over to the Tzibur. The Yoid Minado, another Rai we have for this, the Tanya. Omer Reb Lezer, Dei Rebbe Tzadik. Ono hayino mevnei sanoi ben binyamin. We were the kind of, we were the people from this mishpacha bnei sanoi ben binyamin. V'chal tishabov lias b'shabbos. It once came out that tishabov came out on Shabbos.
Now, the day that this mishpacha, B'nai Sanoim, their day to Minadja, to give the wood, was Asara B'Av. The 10th day of Av, that was a Yom Tov for them. So once came out, the Tisha B'Av came out on Shabbos. So when do you fast in such a year? V'dachinu Waitzlo Metzoy Shabbos. The fast of Tisha B'Av is pushed off till Sunday, which is the 10th day of Av, which is this B'nai mishpacha is Yom Tov. V'yinu Mesanin V'loy Mashlimin. Since it's a Yom Tov for us, we fasted like half a day, but we were not mashlim, we did not finish the tainus. So you see clearly that even according to Rabbanan Shita, it was called the yomtif for those kahanim. They were allowed to be menadi of their own private wood, and it was called the yomtif for them. And here it's arrived in the Forshim say, even after the Beis Hamikdash. Because the Vadua, Bizman the Beis Hamikdash was kayim, the client so did not have to fast on Tisha B'Av. There was no tainus Tisha B'Av Bizman the Beis Hamikdash. It's only after the Churban Abayis that there was a tainus of Tisha B'Av. So this Gemara is going now after the Beis Hamikdash, and still it says clearly it was still a Yom Tov for those Kahanim. But we see again that not only according to Rabbi Yossi, even according to the Rabbanan, those Kahanim were allowed to give over their wood to the Beis Hamikdash, and it was called the Yochid gave over his private stuff to the Korban Tzibur, and it was used for a Korban Tzibur. So even though the Rabbanan argue in our Mishnah, that's only by the Korban or the wheat itself that you use for Korban. But the Hechshir for the Korban, that the Rosh Hashanah he could give over. Then Mishnah says, "Ha'oimer u'shtei halechem v'lechem atponim v'chol kabonas ha'tzibur." Because all the kabonas of the tzibur were bought with this money from the trumas halishcha. So the Gemara, "Masnisin Reb Yishmael," let's skip this real. "Tamon taninu." We learned over there, "Kol kabonas ha'yochid v'hatzibur." Boyin, all the regular carbon that a yochid has to bring, or even a carbon that a tzibur has to bring, any type of an animal, boyin min oritz or min chutz loritz. The animal does not have to be born or raised in Eretz Yisrael. You can bring an American animal, American lamb, to Eretz Yisrael, and use it for your korban if you want. It can even be brought from Chutz Loritz. Min ha'chodesh min ha'yoshin. If it's a mincha, whether the tefuah was grown this year, or whether it was grown last year. By all menachas, there's no din where the wheat has to come from. Chutz excluding only min ha'omer shtei halechin. The only two kabbonis are Omer, that's the korban that's brought of barley the second day Pesach, and Shtei Alechem, that's the mincha that's brought on Shavuos from wheat. Shein boyin ele min achodesh, that this wheat and barley could only come from the new crop that was grown this year. Or min oritz, and it could only be from wheat that's grown in Eretz Yisrael. So that's why our Mishnah says that they used to have Shomrei Svichim Shvius, that on Shvius, the seventh year, that there wasn't that much wheat or barley grown, it was only the barley that was grown by itself, they had to make sure that a shomer watches part of it, that it should be around to bring the oimer and shtei lechem from. So that's how Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. Yeah. Marafuna b'shem Rabbi Yimya to Rabbi Shmuel. And how Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. To Rabbi Shmuel says, The barley that you use for the bring the carbon oimer cannot even come from Surya. Even though Surya is right outside Eretz Yisrael, and with the Rabbanan it has certain dinim like Eretz Yisrael, but since the mice is not Eretz Yisrael mamish, you can't bring the barley from Surya. That's what our Mishnah also holds like that. Tamon Taninen, we learned in another place, we learned in the Mishnah in Kalim, that Asara Kedusha saying, there are 10 different types of kedushas in this world. Eretz Yisrael mekudeshes mikol harotes. Eretz Yisrael has more kedusha than any other land of the world. O mahi kedushasa, what's the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? Shemaviyen mimena ho'aymer v'abikurim. That's from fruits, from the barley here, that's grown in Eretz Yisrael, that's what you bring the aymer from. Who are din the bikurim? That's what you bring from any one of the shiva saminim that's grown in Eretz Yisrael. There's a mitzvah to bring bikurim. The first one that's grown, you bring it to the kohen. Ushtei lechem, who then the mincha we bring on Shavuos, only comes from the new wheat that's grown in Eretz Yisrael. Ma'ashein mevi'in kain michol harotzes. That these you can't bring from any other place, only from Eretz Yisrael. And so this bryce also, this mishnah also, Reb Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yimya to Rabbi Yishmael. This mishnah also goes according to Rabbi Yishmael. The Rabbi Yishmael, Amr Rabbi Yishmael, Shittur is, Eino Eimeh Bo Min Asuriyah. But you're not allowed to bring the barley for the korban oimer, even from the land Syria, which is right outside Eretz Yisrael. Even though the Rabbanan has certain demon like Eretz Yisrael, still you can't bring it. It has to be grown from the barley grown in Eretz Yisrael itself. Tamon Taninen, we learned over there, Yishalmi and Shvius, We have Yishmoel Oimer, another drusha. Ma chorish reshus. Just like the Torah says on Shvius and on Shabbos, you're not allowed to plow. So plowing, there's never a mitzvah to plow anything. So the Torah says you're not allowed to plow, which means you can't plow reshus. For your own private usage, you can't plow on Shabbos or on Shvius. Is af ketzir, the same way the Pesuk says you can't cut off wheat or tefuah on Shabbos or on Shvius, I'll tell you reshus. You're not allowed to cut off something for your own private use. Ma'ashen ken yotzok tzir oimer shu mitzvah. That ma'ashen ken, when you want to cut off the barley to use for the korban oimer, which is you're cutting it now le mitzvah, because you have to cut it off le shmo, le shen mitzvah oimer, it could be done on Shabbos. That's the drasha. That, oh, what's also to do on Shabbos? A harisha nektira. I mean, just like harisha is always a reshus, such a cutting off is also also on Shabbos. But a cutting off, that's a mitzvah, that's mutter to do on Shabbos. Yeah. Rabbi Shmuel kidaitei. Rabbi Shmuel goes according to Yeshita. To Rabbi Shmuel, kidaitei to Rabbi Shmuel, to Rabbi Shmuel, the Yomar, he says, Ein oime bo min Asuriya. That, you know, as we're saying, all these three halachas we learn together is like one shita. They're all Rabbi Shmuel, and he's saying it all because of one svara. That Rabbi Shmuel said the oimer cannot come from Syria. In other words, the barley for the carbon oimer after daf could be grown in Eretz Yisrael. Kedaita goes according to shita. The yomer that he says yotza ketzir oimer shu mitzvah. That there's a mitzvah to cut off the ketzir. It's a special mitzvah to cut off this barley shem mitzvah oimer. Yeah, there's a goes according to Shita, that, like, you have to cut it off only from tefuah grown in Eretz Yisrael. So, Mamonashach, on Shariah, the seventh year, there's an issue, you're not allowed to be cut, you're not allowed to cut off tefuah, like, to act like it belongs to you. So, the Hechrich, though, you're allowed to cut off the barley for the Omer, because the Omer has to be from barley grown in Eretz Yisrael. So, what do you do the seventh year? There's also Mitzvah Omer. So, the Hechrich, you're allowed to make a tzira on Shariah. So the same way you're allowed to make a ksira on Shavuos, who are then you're allowed to make a ksira on Shabbos also? In other words, ksira shel mitzvah is not bechlal this iser, not to cut on Shavuos and not to cut on Shabbos. That's only a ksira shel reshus. But a ksira shel mitzvah, just like the hecher, it has to be done on Shavuos, the seventh year when you bring the korban oimer. According to Rabbi Shmuel Shita, it could only be brought from pears grown in Eretz Yisrael, and in those pears there's tam nisek ksira, but l'shei mitzvah it's mutter, who are then on Shabbos also it's mutter. Morman Tano Shomrei Svichos Veshvius Neitlas Chor Metrumas Alishma. Who's the man in the Yomer now Mishnah that says that these Shomrei, these watchmen, that on Shvius have to watch the barley to make sure it's left over to be used for the Korban Oimer, gets paid from the Trumas Alishma? Who's the go like? Rabbi Yishmoeli. It goes to quote Rabbi Yishmoel. And you have to watch it. If it could come from Syria, so you don't have to watch it, you don't have to pay the guy altogether. But since it has to only come from Eretz Yisrael, on Shvius, the only way to get it by having somebody watching it, so you have a lot of pay. Yes, some Korea said here. But this is according to Tan, Shemesh Shvius, Shemesh Shvius, that's going to be true with Lishka. The Kasha, Hegdish, no, let's go next month. Right. Omri Ab Yasi, Divrei Hakli, he says no, it could go according to everybody, our Mishnah. What's going to be in a case? Let's say you know this year in Syria, like a chutzlaret, there's no barley. So mevi noisa misvichim shabaret Yisrael. As in a case where chutzlaret, you know this year all the barley got ruined. So the only place in the world that you have barley growing is in Eretz Yisrael. So in such a year, Bezdin's gonna have to make a watchman watch the barley here to make sure nobody used it up. It should be left over for the Eimer. So in such a year, they get paid from Trumas Alishka. Shetzol hein Eimer. Now for the more Mal She Yizra Betchila, what's going to be on the year of Shavuos? It comes out now there's a mitzvah to bring the Oimer, and you have no barley growing in Eretz Yisrael. In whole Eretz Yisrael, no barley is growing this year at Shavuos. What the Shavuos is Mal She Yizra Betchila. Are you allowed to go down now and plant the barley in Eretz Yisrael in order to have the korban Oimer? It's a good b'fratah quote of Yishmol Shita that you not have to bring barley from Eretz Yisrael. In the seventh year, in a case that nothing is growing, are you allowed to be over the Avera now of planting Shvius, planting in Shvius as a mutter or not, let's start the carbon oimer. As Rechia Barada, Boyi Kumi Rabbi Mono, loy nimtso ke koymet ale shirayim shen necholim. He won't say a svar, it's no good, because of monoshach. Since you're not allowed to eat this wheat, this barley now, the barley that's grown on Shriyat that you planted, you're not allowed to eat it. So what do you want to say? You want to use this for the yomer. Now the yomer is like a mincha, that you have to take a kemitzer out of the yomer, you put that on the mizbech, and the shirayim is edible. Here the shirayim left over is not edible, because I'm having this Shriyat on it. So anyway, you can't use that barley for the carbon oimer. Because the carbon oimer has to be, a carbon mincha has to be, you take a kemitza, you take a handful, and you say to the kemitza, that's matzah the shirayim, the leftover is edible. But here, because of the yisra shirayim, you're not going to be able to eat the rest of them. Look, anyway, it's not a good carbon. Omele said, that's not a kasha. Omele, I tell you, nasa kechamisha dvarim. It's like five things we have in the Gemara Psochim, shein boyim betumah. There are five types of carbonous tzibur. That the klal is, but tzibur is d'chuyah betumah. Even though the tzibur is tomei, you're allowed to bring a betumah. V'ein echolim betumah. But nothing there is allowed to be eaten betumah. The only thing you're allowed to eat betumah we had was the korban pesach. And the place that rolled klayas was tomei, that you could bring the korban betumah, the other thing was you're even allowed to eat the korban betumah. But all other kabonas aloha is, you're not allowed to eat the betumah. So what's going to be now if the oimer is brought betumah? When the oimer is tomei, so you have a right, it's a carbon seed, you're allowed to bring a betumah, so you can make the kemitza, put it on the mizbeach, but the shirayim is not edible, because it's tameh. So you see, there are cases that even though you can't eat the shirayim, still the kemitza helps. Here also, even though this year you had to grow it on shvius, that you're not allowed to eat the shirayim, but so what? Lamaisi, you bring the carbon oimer, so churi paskins, you're allowed to plant the wheat, the barley on shvius, in order to have, to bring the carbon oimer. Merkates to the waisa. How do we do now? The Mishnah says the shomer, the watchman, gets paid from the Trumas HaLishcha. Is noito moyes min ha-shachoni. While the watchman Metchil is watching the wheat or the barley, he takes money from a shachoni, from a regular exchanger, from a bank. He gets money. For noito in the kaitrim. And we give it right away to the people that cut down, or the shomer, the people that watch it. Achela yikra, hoimer. Up until they're about to use, bring the carbon oimer. Or mevia moyes, now. When they have the carbon oimer already, the final barley, now mevi and mois metrumas alishcha, they take out money from metrumas alishcha, or mechal and olav. And the mechal now, this money from metrumas alishcha, they say, we'll mechal it. We'll let this barley now have a din kedusha, and the money goes out to chulin. Therefore, now that the money is chulin, the value of how much this barley is worth, that value goes to chulin, and that's the money we'll pay back to the shechoni. That's the way we do it. The Gemara of Toivas Kane, is that a good eitzah? And the kasher is, a mall, you'll have to pay the workmen more than what the final barley is worth. Like Lamoshel, they're going to have to watch barley. How much they're going to have to watch? A lot of barley. They're going to have to clean a lot of barley. They're going to have to grind up a lot of barley. Because in order to bring the carbon oimer, you only need a little bit of barley, but it has to be pure barley. Like Avazi, you watched much more, and a lot of it you've thrown away, and only what you bring for the carbon oimer itself is the last purified barley. So Chura, what you have now, that's only worth $1. And all the work they did was worth $5. Because you have to put a lot of work into it to get this $1 worth of barley. So Chura, it's no good. Like they got paid already $5 for the work they did. And now if you want to be mechal the money on the, of the Trumas HaLishcha, on the final product, the final Eimer, this barley, right before it's used, you'll be mechal it now, it's not worth so much. So how could you pay them much more money? We don't pay them more money. We only let them take at the beginning as much as the barley will be worth at the end. We have Yaakov Hashem Rabbi Bo, Komashi Yitain, Hein Hein Dom of Mishor Rishayna. No, as much as the barley at the end, right now, B'shas the Korban Oimer is worth. It's only worth $1 right now. That's how much money the Shayna and his workers could get. They don't get fully paid from the Trumas HaLishcha, because you can't be paid so much money. You only get paid the final product. Mortonim learned the same thing. After Pischei Avonim, the people used to chop up the stones to build the Beis Hamikdash with it. Cain, Kate said away, so how did they get paid for their work? Noito Moyes Mashachoni. At the beginning, when they started to work to cut the stones, to hack them out of the mountains, they used to get paid from Mashachoni from the exchanger. They gave it to the people that hacked out the stones from the mountains, or the Sosim, the people used to chop it down to make it nice. Achela Tinosna Gabi Adimus. Up until they were about to take this final stone and put it on the place in the Beis Hamikdash where they're going to use it. O Mishanistan al-Adimus, when they're about to take this final stone to use for the Beis Hamikdash, now, Navy Morris Matrumas Alishra, they took out the Hegdishtik of money from the Trumas Alishra, and they were Machal, they said this money now, this Kaddish, should become Chulin, and this stone should become Kaddish instead of the money. For the Gemara, the same Kasha, but Toydus Kane, is this a good Eitzah? The same Kasha. The guy has to work to hollow out 20 stones until he finally gets one stone to give over to the Beis Hamikdash. So he had to work 2 days, he's supposed to get $20 for that. And the final stone that's given over to the Beis Hamikdash is only worth $5. So how were you allowed to pay them $20? The final stone right now is only worth $5. See, if you're only going to be mechalo right now, the value of this stone on the Trumas Halishcha, how could he get paid so much? The same terrorists we talk about don't pay him so much. And the Gemara, they Rabbi Bun, B'Shem Shmuel, Kol Ma Sheyitain, anything right now, the value of the stone is given over right now, hein Domehot, Mishor Rishayna. That's how much money is going to get paid at the beginning. We talk about don't give you full wages. You only get, Lafida Maskona, how much this stone will be worth. That's how much you get from the Trumas Halishcha. So the Mishnah. Torah,